Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to improve your English. My name is Rebecca. Well, it's time for a festival. Are you ready? I'm sure there's going to be lots of good food there. But it isn't any type of festival. It's a music festival. So there's going to be a lot of good music. Well, today's music festival takes us to Mexico. And today's lesson is called the International Mariachi Festival. And friends, there's a couple things we want to talk about. First, mariachi then, and mariachi now. Open up your magazines to today's lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin. Come with me.
The International Mariachi Festival, Guadalajara, Jalisco, invites you to hear the heart of Mexico. The most Mexican of cities offers the full experience of passionate, patriotic mariachi. Mariachi then. Though its origins are unclear, most agree that the Mexican musical style of mariachi was born in Jalisco County. Its capital, Guadalajara, is Mexico's second largest city and widely considered the state and nation's cultural center. Musicians of this style were once plainly dressed traveling workmen who also strummed for their supper and spread news.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 patriotic 这个形容词。P-A-T-R-I 这个词根有父亲的意思，因为国家有父亲的意味，所以 patriotic 是指爱国的或者是有爱国心的。所以它的中音是在 O 这个音节念成 patriotic。例如 ,many patriotic young men joined the army to fight for their country during the war. 在战争中许多爱国的青年都从军来保卫国家。如果去到字尾的 IC, patriot 就是一个名词，意思是指爱国者。注意它的中音就变成在第一音节念成 patriot。例如 ,Brandon used to be a true patriot of his country, but not anymore. Brandon 曾经真的非常爱自己的国家，但是现在不是了。接下来我们看的是 strum 这个动词。strum 是指弹奏或波动乐器的弦，所以它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 M 再加上 ED 或 ING。 例如 As soon as the singer strummed his guitar, the crowd began to scream in excitement. 这位歌手吉他一弹下去，群众们就兴奋地尖叫起来。或者是 Nathan spent the whole afternoon strumming on his guitar. Nathan 整个下午都在弹吉他。
All right.
Okay, Dave, are you ready?
I am.
Yes, I got the last chord.
Very nice job. Hey, I think we're ready to be in a mariachi band.
Hey, I think you're absolutely right. I've always wanted to play in a mariachi band.
Well, before we can get into a mariachi band ourselves, let's educate everybody about what a mariachi band is, and specifically what the International Mariachi Festival is.
Well, I think we would definitely fit in to this mariachi festival. We have the right outfit.
Got the right instruments.
We have the right instruments, so we're ready to participate. Well, anyway, let's get started with our lesson, the International Mariachi Festival. And where does this take place?
All right, this is a big word, friends. You're going to learn some Spanish today. Guadalajara.
Guadalajara?
Guadalajara. So when you see that J in Spanish words, that has an H sound. So Guadalajara, Jalisco, I think that's how you pronounce it, invites you to hear the heart of Mexico.
That sounds so heartwarming. But let's talk about that phrase that we see in our lesson, the heart of Mexico or the heart of something. This just means, well, the central or a very important part of a particular area.
That's right. So we're going to hear the heart of Mexico. That is, we're going to hear about mariachi music. What about the heart of what you do, or maybe the heart of your organization? We teach English here at Studio Classroom, but I would say that sharing God's love is also at the heart of what we do at Studio Classroom.
Absolutely. Well, we read here, the most Mexican of cities offers the full experience of passionate, patriotic mariachi. And let's talk about those words, full experience. If you've had the full experience, that just means that you have done everything that is possible. So you've experienced it all.
Yes, maybe you've gone to a carnival and you haven't just eaten the cotton candy. No, you've ridden on the rides, you've played the games, you've seen the different shows at the carnival. You've had the full experience.
So this next section is called Mariachi Then. Though its origins are unclear, most agree that the Mexican musical style of mariachi was born in Jalisco County. So that just means that they're not exactly sure when mariachi started. It's a little uncertain.
Yeah, but that's the idea behind this section's title, right? Mm-hmm. Mariachi Then, that is then a long time ago. And later we'll learn about mariachi now. But let's continue with the next sentence. Its capital, Guadalajara, is Mexico's second largest city and widely considered the state and nation's cultural center. So if you want to get the full experience of Mexico, well, don't just travel to any old city. No, go to Guadalajara.
And let's take a look at this phrase, to be widely considered. This just means that a lot of people think a certain way.
Yeah, or maybe many people think that something is the best representation of something. For example, like tacos. Tacos are widely considered to be the best symbol of Mexican food. Of course, there's other kinds of Mexican food, but if you think of Mexican food, a lot of people will think of tacos first.
Oh, I love tacos.
Fish tacos.
Well, I like beef tacos.
Oh, chicken, pollo.
I like beef.
Oh, beef?
Yeah, beef tacos are really, really good.
Oh, yeah. And
bean tacos. Mm. Oh. All this talk of Mexican food makes me want to eat some Mexican food.
Oh, man, you should.
Well, anyway, we're back to our lesson. I wonder if there's Mexican food at this festival. Maybe. Musicians of this style were once plainly dressed, traveling workmen who also strummed for their supper and spread news. So if you're plainly dressed, that just means that you're not really wearing anything elaborate. You're just wearing very simple clothes.
Yeah, so Rebecca, I would say that we are not plainly dressed right now. No, it's kind of like we have a uniform. We have matching bow ties.
Oh, yes.
We're both wearing jackets and these sombreros, these big Mexican hats, right? We're not plainly dressed. But I like this phrase in the sentence. It says that they strummed for their supper. Isn't there a related phrase?
You bet there is. And the phrase is to sing for your supper. The idea behind this is that you have to do something to get something in return, particularly food. So if you work hard or if you sing, then somebody will give you food in return.
And I think in a lot of places in history, people actually had to sing in order to have someone give them supper. But this phrase now generally means just to work for your supper, to do something special to earn your supper.
Well, you know something, Gabe? If we were to go to this festival, I think I would be a VIP.
Well, I would be a VVIP. Hey, let's go and learn more about VIPs in
the InfoCloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Ken, do you know any VIPs?
Hey, Carolyn, in a broad sense, you and all of our friends are VIPs.
Thank you, Ken. But maybe we should talk about VIPs in a more traditional sense so everyone knows what we are talking about.
Good idea, Carolyn. Friends, VIP is what some people call an initialism or an abbreviation that is made by using the first letter of words or syllables and spelled out by saying each individual letter.
So that is a little bit different than an abbreviation, which is when a word is shortened to just a few letters, like using DR for doctor.
Yes, although we would never say DR, if we saw that abbreviation, we would still say the complete word, doctor.
Right, but VIP is different. We just say the individual letters. And what do they mean? Very important people. So it was nice of Ken to call all of us VIPs.
Thank you, Carolyn. And you are right. I didn't use VIP in a traditional sense, which would refer to a very important person.
Such as a president or famous movie star or a diplomat or royalty from another country.
Yes, a VIP is someone who is given special treatment because of their importance or status.
Which is why it was so nice that Ken considers us VIPs.
我们常常在一些广告传单或正式的邀请函上会看到 VIP 这三个字母，它其实是一个缩写，表示 Very Important Person。就因为它是个缩写，我们必须将三个字母分开来读，千万不要读成 VIP。所谓的非常重要的人，就是指贵宾、贵客、重要人士、高级用户、高级会员等等。许多的公司都会用 VIP 来当作对客户的尊称，机场的贵宾室就叫做 VIP Lounge。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
One,
two,
three,
go. I'm so happy.
Tell me why you're happy.
I'm so happy.
Won't you tell me why? Well, let me tell you why I am happy. It's because we're learning about the International Mariachi Festival, which takes place in Mexico.
Yeah, hey, Gabe, I think we're ready to join a band.
I think we are.
Okay, one more time. One. Hey, let's continue learning about this festival now.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm still happy.
The International Mariachi Festival. After some time, mariachi bands developed, comprised of four people, a five-string guitarist, six-string guitarist, and two violinists, and at times a harpist.Mariachi Now. This year, during August and in September, Mexico's homeland month, Guadalajara shows what mariachi has become. About 500 musicians crowd into the city for the International Mariachi Festival, playing free concerts on street corners and in auditoriums. Mariachi bands are no longer four-person groups,but can include up to 20 colorfully costumed members with brass and vocals. The most sought-after performances are those by Los Mariachi VIPs, the style's top groups.
Okay, 继续我们看 violinist.这个名词 IST 这个字尾是指人，所以 violinist 是指小提琴手或者是小提琴家。据它的重音是在 LIN 这个音节念成 violinist。例如 Henry earned his living as a violinist， Henry 靠拉小提琴养活自己。或者是 being extremely talented and diligent， the young man became the country's premier solo violinist at age 21.因为过人的天分以及勤奋，这位年轻人在21岁就成为国家级的首席小提琴家。最后我们看的是 costume 这个字。我们说过 costume 当名词是指戏服或者是用来表演的服装。 Literally, all the actors were dressed in their costume backstage waiting to perform. 所有演员都穿好戏服在后台等着要演出。但是 costume 在今天是当动词，意思是指穿上戏服或者是提供服装。例如 ,in this musical, the singers were costumed as beautiful fairies. 这一出音乐剧中歌手们都被打扮成美丽的仙子。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's get right into this next section. After some time, mariachi bands developed, comprised of 4 people, a 5-string guitarist, 6-string guitarist, and 2 violinists, and at times, a harpist. Well, you know something, Gabe?
Huh?
I got the 6-string guitar.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
We just need a 5-string guitarist.
Yes.
And I know a violinist who could join us.
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah, Luke could join us.
Genius. He's a genius.
He definitely is.
A sweet one too.
Mm.
Yeah.
And now we just need a harpist.
A harpist. I have a friend who's studying the harp. Good. Good. I like this.
Good.
We can form a mariachi band. Wait a minute. What about this phrase, at times?
I know,
what's this all about?
It's been up here, up on the screen for a long time. Well, at times, that just means that something happens sometimes, but not all the time.
Hmm.
So maybe we don't really need a harpist.
Yeah. Hey, this makes me think of Friday Night Live.
Mm.
That's right, our English Bible study at Friday night. We usually sing songs there, and usually we have a keyboardist, a bass player, and a drummer. But at times, Luke also plays the violin.
Hey, that he's definitely going to have to join this mariachi band.
Yeah, yeah, and at times Angus plays the flute.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Great example, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go ahead and start this next section called Mariachi Now. So we've already learned about mariachi then, and now mariachi now. This year, during August and in September, Mexico's homeland month, Guadalajara, shows what mariachi has become.
Mm-hmm. And this is the time to visit Guadalajara.
Yeah.
I would love to go for the International Mariachi Festival. We read here about 500 musicians crowd into the city for the International Mariachi Festival, playing free concerts on street corners and in auditoriums.
Okay, there's another word on the screen that we need to talk about, and that is to crowd into. That just means that there are a lot of people that are trying to fill a place completely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really kind of squishy sometimes.
Do you think I'm crowding into your space right here?
You're trying to.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We're crowding into one shot right here.
Yeah.
This is great. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, because we have our 2 guitars,
yeah.
And then there's us and our clipboards. We're crowding into the space.
We really are. Maybe I should go back over there.
You go back over there.
Okay. You know, this makes me think of, there's a place I like to go here in Taipei called Sappho. It's a jazz club.
Mm.
And one of my favorite drummers, Xiaobai, he plays there every once in a while. And every time he plays, let me tell you, it is crowded. People crowd into that little space to hear these awesome musicians play.
Hey, I wonder if people would crowd into a small space to hear us play. Well, anyway, let's continue on. Mariachi bands are no longer 4-person groups, but can include up to 20 colorfully costumed members with brass and vocals. No longer? Let's talk about that phrase. That just means that it's not happening anymore.
That's right. So, mariachi bands, well, they're no longer 4-person groups. They can include a lot more people. The last sentence here says, the most sought-after performances are those by the Los Mariachi VIPs, the style's top groups.
And of course, if something is sought after, that just means that it's wanted by many people, usually a high quality, or it might even be kind of rare.
That's right. So the best musicians in the world are highly sought after. A lot of people want to work with them.
Well, right now, it's time for a challenge. It's time for the
SC Challenge.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I know you're excited about the SC Challenge. Well, you know who else is excited?
Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great, Rebecca. Very excited to be on the SU Challenge today.
Wonderful. Well, today's lesson is about the Mariachi Festival. Do you like festivals?
I do like festivals, and I really like music festivals.
Oh, do you? So, is that your favorite type of festival?
I think it might be. Music festivals are a lot of fun.
Yes, they definitely are. Okay, well, I have three questions for you about today's lesson. And, of course, it is about a music festival. So let's see if you can answer these questions correctly. And, friends, see if you can answer as well. The first question is, where was Mariachi born? Ooh. A. Jalisco. B. The capital of Mexico. C. New Mexico. Or D. San Diego.
Oh, I will go with Jalisco.
A. Jalisco. That is correct. Ooh. Excellent job, Carolyn. Question number two. Which instrument could be found, or can be found, in a mariachi band? A. A six-string guitar. B. A piano. C. A drum. Or D. A flute.
Ooh, well, I like all of those instruments, but I think the six-string guitar is part of the mariachi band.
That is correct. Excellent job. 2 out of 3 so far.
All right.
Last question. How many people now, currently, make up a mariachi band? A, 4. B, 6. C, 10. Or D, 20.
Ooh, that is a hard question, Rebecca.
Yes. Well, you can always guess.
4?
4. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Carolyn. That is not correct.
Oh, no.
The correct answer is actually D, 20.
Wow, and that's a lot of people.
A lot of people. I was actually pretty surprised myself. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, Carolyn. You got 2 out of 3. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And we'll see you next time.
Well, Rebecca, we're not in Mexico right now.
No.
Although it would be kind of fun to be at this international mariachi festival. But I had a question for you.
Yep, I'm ready.
Do you think you could ever sing for your supper?
Gabe, I do that every night. I sing for my supper.
Yeah, you do like to sing, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, would you like to continue learning about this mariachi festival?
Absolutely. Tomorrow.
Right here on Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.
Ready? You ready?
A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a life.